This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
Below average temperatures all week long. Come on and break through.
Why's it taking so long this year?
Highs in the mid-60s. Been indoors for 8 months. Let's get to it. It is at least dry today. Chance of rain tomorrow. So that's your forecast for today. We might have to start it might be a little bit early. I feel like it's a little bit early, but, I think our midge map is gently beginning as boy. And I have posted, if you're just waking up or you're checking out our socials, Jen and Tim Show, I just shared it to Facebook. I need to share it elsewhere. But oh, did I see some midges, midge to the mouth, midge to the eye, midge to the building. It was everywhere in Eastlake yesterday.
And not only that, yeah. you just off the air, and I don't know if you're going to tell the story on there, talked about a midge smear, which was repulsive.
I don't really want
to talk about midge smear, but midge smear, the minute you said it, I knew what you meant, and I was really grossed out.
So I have figured something out as of yesterday, that I am not a professional in the midge removal arena.
Apparently not.
Because what I tried, and I will need some assistance in this, because what I tried yesterday was not the correct way to attempt to remove the midge mass. Because it became a midge smear. And then from there, it actually was worse than I. So we have that. And also you're rubbing off on me. And I made a stupid Amazon purchase. And it's I actually have to have my wife text me the picture because I forgot to take a picture, and it's embarrassing and dumb. And I was
I can't wait. I got a text yesterday about the phone umbrella that I bought.
It's not
for a link.
This isn't one of these. I'm going to bring it in, and you have to guess what it is. It's blatantly obvious to what it is, and I'll probably post it in our story and whatever. But I thought
to myself,
forward to
that.
And it arrived, and it's on our table. And it's there, and it's just, I thought to myself, this is Jen's fault. This is Jen's fault that I even bought something like this.
I'm already proud of it. Was it less than $10, like my phone umbrella?
It was a total of $20, but
okay.
It'll make sense because it was still a relatively good deal.
Very much.
So that's a little ways off. Wait, I have to ask. I mean, does the game continue? Because Friday I wasn't here, so.
The game continues.
And you have to give me the name. I got to add it to the list.
Oh, like, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that wasn't.
Gonna have to remember that. Yeah, because I don't have access to the list.
I'll do it! He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead.
Just a dead guy in an envelope.
Who is he?
No one knows.
He's dead.
Just a dead guy in an envelope.
So I don't remember what they guessed on Friday, but I do remember the woman that I spoke to said that it was Madonna's prom over the weekend. So Madonna, I hope you had a great prom over the weekend.
Yeah, it is prom season. That's great.
Yeah, it's a lot
proms,
of proms.
Marathons. I mean, there's a lot of things that was happening over the weekend. So he's dead. He's a guy. His name has been in the envelope for a few months.
We're now in
mid-May. And we would love your guests to start off the week. Maybe you hit it today. That would be amazing. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. You have a guess for dead guy in the envelope?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this hasn't been said yet. Stan Lee?
That's a good guess. It's not Stan Lee.
Good local guess, too. And that has not been guessed. Stan Lee not on the list. That's a good guess. That's weird. The game continues tomorrow morning. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
So this weekend, my For You page was very local. I saw so many videos with hundreds of thousands of views, and they were all at Cedar Point for the new ride, Siren's Curse.
Oh.
And I have a lot of questions after seeing this. There's a lot to break down with this ride.
Stevie.
What?
Wait, did you go? Have you seen this?
No, this was not on my For You page.
I sent you one, and I sent Tim one. And then ever since then, I had about 50 more on my page. And it's just, it's concerning.
It is unbelievably concerning. And I saw a couple of videos, and then I saw, Stevie sent me something. I got to check this out. And then it just got worse from there. Mm-hmm. And it is. It's local. Like this is something that you need to know. And if you're interested in riding the ride, I think a nice little recap of what we saw, you know, over the last 48 hours is needed.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
So Cedar Point has a new roller coaster. It's a tilt roller coaster called Siren's Curse. It's not open yet, but the park is now open and they're doing test runs on the ride. So for some reason, my entire For You page on TikTok was full of people posting this video of them testing it out, you know, getting it ready for whenever it's supposed to open. And it just, I had a lot of questions because you see the cart going and then it hangs off and it just stays there for a while. And then it tilts down to connect back to the track. And then it just stands there for a lengthy amount of time, like way too long. A
lot of dangling.
A lot of dangling and hanging.
Yeah, for people that don't know, it tilts perpendicular to the ground. Mm. I mean, straight down to the ground. That's what it'll. You know, kind of like parallel to the ground, then it just tilts down parallel to, perpendicular to the ground.
When you're on the coaster, mm-hmm. it looks like it's going to a track that ends, right? Like the track comes to an end. What is the pace in which it approaches that ending? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, is it going fast?
Like, I think it's supposed to be fast when it's ready, but with the testing, they're doing it very slow. So it makes it seem even worse because you're like slowly creeping out and then you're just stopped.
But I wouldn't want it to go so fast that it could fling right off the end.
Well, the whole ride is not good.
Yeah, and that's not even the part, and that's a great question. But the part that was highlighting, what was the part that most of these videos were highlighting of that ride as they were testing it?
The drop, like the being stuck.
The not pre-dangle stuck, like, to the drop.
Yes, and then like as it slowly moves down to reconnect to the track, you're just there hanging around.
Anybody else on TikTok? Anybody else? And I love Cedar Point. I love going to Cedar Point, where it's Halloween weekends, whatever. It's the family, if it's the friend, whatever it is. Been to Cedar Point a bajillion times. Love it. When the question that I have is that when it has now done the maneuver where it has done the tilt, mm-hmm. and you are dangling down, you're facing the ground, you are perpendicular to the ground, it seems to hold you there for like 10 seconds.
Yes, way too long.
So I don't know. First of all, the first time I saw when it showed up on my For You page, I thought to myself, is this a slow-mo video? Because they are there so long, and then I saw more and more. I said, this is not. I don't know if it takes that long to attach to the track, if it's just for testing purposes.
I feel like I would not want it to quickly attach to the track. If I were riding it, which I never in a bajillion years would, I would not want it to quickly tilt and attach to the track. Like, it's almost like the 10 seconds is, it's terrible you're dangling, but let's make sure it's connected.
When they
let's
first
make sure.
talked about this ride, I watched, you know how they do those, like, mock-up POVs?
Oh, yeah,
where
yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's not the real ride, but it's what it's going to be like. And it didn't seem like a lengthy...
Not a 10-second dangle.
Dangle.
Now I want to go watch the POV.
But that was also before the ride was even, you know, up and running. So
right.
I don't... No one knows.
So... The length of dangle, we have questions about. Yep. Any insiders, that would be great. Or you can shoot us a DM. Also, there was another part of the video that nobody was talking about that I did notice on a couple of them that I have a question about. And that's 4 minutes away. Maybe you noticed it. That's next on Star 102. Siren's Curse. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Long dangle, if you've seen that on TikTok. Long dangle. The one other thing that I noticed, so if you've seen it all over TikTok, and Stevie mentioned this on Stevie on the socials, that'll be opening relatively soon. They're doing testing on it now, which is exciting. That look, it looks like a fun ride. People that love roller coasters, looks great. You did have a concern about the wait time people talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, if it dangles that long and you're waiting and it's just one track, you might be a long line, especially when it's a new roller coaster. Everyone's going to want to try it out.
And a new type of coaster
there.
I mean, there's no other
line.
That type of coaster there. So it's exciting.
Just during that song, I tried to watch as many videos as possible to terrify myself even further. What I love about it, though, is that the tilt is literally right there facing the walkway. So, I mean, you could stand there and watch the terrified look on people's faces as they dangle and go down right there.
That's where the camera should be.
Yeah, they angled it like perfectly. That
how many,
looks so
how many
scary
items
to me.
Are going to fall out of that ride?
If you can't take anything.
You can't take anything.
You have to or it's you're
yeah.
gone.
No hats and phones. They're like nothing at all.
So on that ride, is the best seat the front or the back? Like, do you want to be dangling from the very
top? Can you imagine? Dangling in general would be awful, but as you just pointed out, the top, the very back seems like it would be the worst.
I feel like that's the spot you'd want because you're up in the air the highest.
I agree. I've always thought, and the line is always the longest, and I want to get to my quick concern. It's not a concern. The quick thing that I noticed about at Siren's Curse. The line for the front is always triple what the line is for the rest of the cart. But loving roller coasters, I've always gone to the back of I thought the back was always the most wild part of the
didn't
ride.
Didn't we learn that in physics or something? Well, like, really the best part
you're
is the back.
You're a certain percentage down the hill in the front car while the back of the cart is whipping over the hill. So I don't know. I've always
nice
pushed
middle.
Back on that. You like the middle? You like
nice
the nice mid?
Safe.
Mid cart? So when the tilt happens, we talked about that. When the tilt on this coaster is happening, you're perpendicular to the ground and it holds there for, I don't know, let's say 5 to 8 seconds. I don't know what the time frame is. On the way back up, after it's already released the cart down to go through the ride, relatively quick bouncing back up.
I saw that. They're like, look how quick it bounces up. It flops right up. Like,
that's
takes forever to come down.
I didn't pay attention to that.
It flops right back up.
Now I need to go look at that. That feels, every bit of this feels just wrong.
So I don't know, and I didn't pay attention if it was like bouncing as it came back, or if it's just a locked position. That I didn't see, but I just saw that it came back up very quickly. I'm not an engineer. I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure it's going to be a great, great ride at Cedar Point. But people get excited because now they're finally, finally kind of getting ready.
My son Noah, it's 13. He's a coaster enthusiast. He cannot wait.
It's just something new. Like, we've never seen anything like this. So we have concerns.
Yeah, so we're getting closer and closer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
They're really asking a lot of us.
Who?
Well, first of all, you know, let's just start with the lantern flies. There's a lot we have to do as pedestrians and lantern fly experts, right?
You have to, like, scrape them and then set them on fire
You have to identify them.
Yes, you're right.
I mean...
That's the eggs.
Are they hatched maybe yet? I'll notice them. I don't really wander around looking for them.
But if you do,
now I have to get in full lantern fly mode and save us.
Right.
I have to save us.
Yes, you do. I hope you're carrying a bag of, what is it, hand sanitizer or alcohol or gel or something?
I think they said a blowtorch.
I don't think they said that.
You have to carry it on your person.
I don't think they said that. It was something like that. Wasn't it like set them on fire? What was it?
I thought... It was legitimately
something.
Chocolate.
No.
And then they can't I don't know.
Don't.
This is how well we are paying attention to help Northeast Ohio and the lantern fly situation.
That's because I know if I see a cluster of eggs, I am not getting a razor blade, scraping them off and dipping them in chocolate or whatever.
Exactly.
I think it's alcohol.
I think exactly.
Or hand sanitizer. I don't know.
I believe it's matches. I don't know. Don't use matches. I don't know what it is. But you're supposed to eradicate the lantern fly.
Correct. Get rid of them.
They will, whatever it is.
And then if you see them hatch, then you got to squash them.
Then you move.
And then you have to report
them. You report it. What's the lantern fly hotline? Are you calling 911? Like, what are you doing?
I don't know. Call 911 for that.
So is this a lantern fly? Send. I don't know what you do. So that's first of all, they ask a lot of us there.
It's a lot.
And then there's the midges.
No.
There's mayflies. I don't know if they're the cousin of the midge. I don't know if they're different. I always get confused every year. I should know by now. I've lived here my entire life. I don't.
Mayflies, Canadian soldiers, midges. Are they all the same? Don't know either.
All right. Speaking of midges, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
Good. You see any midges out there yet or not yet?
Not yet.
Oh, boy. They were all over East Lake. I posted a picture this morning. What I saw yesterday, they're everywhere. So we're going to have to talk about our midge map next. And according to these comments, I'm not the only one that noticed those midges are already out. That's next on Star 102.
Oh, my goodness.
Ew.
They're here. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We need your help. Do you see the midges? Where on the midge map might they be?
Because when they come, you know, you're literally swimming through them to get to your car, to get from, you know, out. Really, I think of car the most because they're covering your window. They're covering the door handle and you have to, it makes me think of like, remember the really old school Indiana Jones movie when that girl had to put her hand in the thing full of bugs and she had to like twist the thing to let them get like to save them from that cave? It's like that because you have to get in your car. And then you have to touch all the midge bugs to open the door, and then they all fly into the car or your face or your mouth or your eye or whatever.
So definitely, and I took a video. I sent a picture earlier. It was a video. I happened to be in East Lake, and they covered the entire wall. I don't know if I want to talk.
Are you going to talk about the midge smear you did? Because you know what? That was literally the first thing you told me when we came into work today.
All right, well,
and that's how we started our Monday with a midge smear.
Let's talk. We'll get to the midge smear. Let's, for the next 5 minutes, let's focus on the midge map.
Where
do you see
them?
Where they're at? And I feel like I'm a little bit early on this, which it's always tough to gauge when to kind of launch our Jen and Tim show midge map. We talk about this. Obviously, we broadcast live. You know, you live west side, I live east side. We're here in the Halley Building downtown Cleveland. So we can talk about this. We're getting comments. Wait, did Stevie, is she in Midge land? Hey, Stevie, can you come in here real quick? I want to see if they have. So what about Westlake?
No midges in Westlake that I have seen. Right. And I was in, actually, I was in Bay Village right by the lake on Saturday night. No midges there either.
Oh, they're like midgemosas there.
Yeah, they're very, it's a fancy midge. Although it was, I swear I could see my breath.
Lakewood?
They are slowly popping up. They're not taking over, but I've seen a few.
Yeah, I think I'm a little early.
They like to be inside my apartment.
Ew.
They what?
They always like to hide right inside my apartment, like the main entry door.
Oh, like the lobby.
Yes, they're always right there, and it's.
Have you ever eaten one on accident?
Stop.
Like,
yeah.
In your mouth?
Right, of course, in my eye, actually.
And your eye, they go right for that eye socket, like right where the eye and the nose meet.
Are you dealing with a film of them on your car yet?
No, nothing on the car.
That's the worst.
They're just around the lights right now, but they'll get there, unfortunately.
How exciting! What do you have to look forward to?
216-343-1021. Also, you can comment on the video. Shoot us a DM. We'll read those. Top fan Rebecca Gum. Seems like there were more this year than in the past.
Ew.
We are a mile inland and our houses face north and it is covered, including the flag that I have in my yard. And she is in Willowick.
Ew.
So we have Willowick.
And what do? You just leave them there, right? You just leave them there.
Yeah, you can.
You don't try to remove the midge.
I don't think you try to remove them. I think they just hang out.
You just
dangle from the side of the home.
You just swim right through them.
And you just
never get a white car. They love a white car.
Do they?
Yeah, because it's like a light. They like light.
Oh, so they go to the white car. Oh, that's a good call, too. So if you have a white car, you need to sell that. Sell it immediately or at least another vehicle.
Or rent a
car.
Garage.
They're everywhere.
They are. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. I posted a video. They are in Eastlake, all over the side of the building.
Stephanie says she's been experiencing midges. They're all over my car. They're all over the house. I can hear them at nighttime buzzing around above my head.
Ugh.
It's so loud. One got into my mouth and one was in my hair. It is disgusting. I'm in Eastlake. Oh, my God, Stephanie. I'm disgusted for you.
We need a local filmmaker to make a horror movie.
About the midges.
That would make it into a local festival, into the CIFF, and anything. Could you imagine that?
That would be, yes. And we would
some
all
some Attack of the Midges, something
yes.
maybe not that basic of a name, but there's something along those. Oh, yeah.
Like they all swarm together and create some type of massive
I would
weaponry.
Like a cameo in that. I'm not a great actor, but I would like just some.
Yeah.
Just some.
You could
prank.
Be like attacked by a swarm
That'd
of some
great.
Sort.
But
yeah.
And I didn't make it. Like the midges took me away.
Oh, yeah. You're like, they take you away. I was thinking you're like laying in the middle of Euclid Avenue. Yeah, they could take you away.
Yeah. How would they take over my body, Jen? How would you like me to die from the midges? How do you?
First of all, you're the one that said they would get you.
And then you immediately thought of a way that I would die. So I'm just curious how you would think that the midges would get me. That's
I'm just agreeing with you. When you said you would not make it, I thought the exact same thing. Like if you were a cameo in the midge movie, it's to, you know, you would die from the midges.
Well, they just cover my nose and mouth.
Actually.
And they would darn, if I can't breathe, they just overtake me.
I was thinking they would create a swarm that's almost like the size of larger than a human body and then just like attack you and peck away at you on like Euclid. But now that I think about it, here's what I think it should be.
Horrible.
Because you have in the past talked about how they get in your eye socket, which is gross because you always say they like the moisture and they're attracted to your eyeball or something. What if they had like some kind of midge poison that got in through your eye socket and that got you?
And that's what killed me?
That's what kills you. Unlike me, and you're just like laying on Edgewater Beach, like you got midge attacked.
Don't die at Edgewater.
Why don't you Euclid Avenue, Edgewater? Where do you want it to be?
No, this is getting too close to home.
I
don't want to do this anymore.
Okay.
This is no longer fun. Julie apparently has a hack for those midge moments that I want to get to. And really anything besides me dying from a midgy death.
All right, you brought it up.
So Julie, this is something that we probably all need, and I've never heard of this. This is a really good hack. A midge hack next on Star 102. Let's get to this midge hack on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
I can't believe I've never heard of this before. All the times we've talked about midges. And Julie, you're genius. She says, we're one block from the lake. Take bug spray that you use on yourself and spray it on your porches. It helps.
There you go.
How about that?
Give it a try if you're attacked by midges or midges attack the front door. That's a great call. Never heard of that. That's a good call. Thank you very much.
Very smart.
Julie. We appreciate the hack. I guess I just decided to do my duty. It's my turn.
What duty?
Dumb things you buy on Amazon.
Listen.
I'm using it relatively loosely because and just almost quotes around the word dumb.
Yeah.
Because you have had some, you've had some purchases over the last month or so that have, maybe it's more like unusual purchases, to be fair. Right?
I thought when I purchased on Amazon, I wasn't sure. When I purchased the phone umbrella, and I brought it in. Had you guessed what it was?
The phone umbrella. I had no idea what the phone umbrella was, but you can go back on the socials and take a look at the video.
I had never seen this before. I still, even yesterday, I got a text about the phone umbrella. So many people were intrigued by this and saying they also wanted to get it too. And it was like a less than $10 purchase on Amazon. And I was.
Have you seen it in use?
I have used it myself, but I have not seen somebody.
At a baseball game, you use the phone umbrella?
Oh, no. This is like when I want to, like.
In the privacy of your own backyard, fenced-in backyard or whatever. Yeah. I want to see the phone umbrella in the wild.
You want me to use it at a baseball game?
No, I want somebody, anybody listening and or you to see the phone umbrella in the wild.
And get us a photo.
One thing to be intrigued and DM you and or text you or whatever. It's another thing to see that foam umbrella in the wild.
Okay.
I understand the use. It protects it from the glare. That's if in case you don't know what we're talking
Makes
about.
Makes it easier to see it.
So, and that was like a $10 whatever purchase, right? Something like that. So that was one thing. There was another
Although
thing,
too. Although I do want to upgrade it.
What's another item?
That I've bought from Amazon?
Yeah. You know, that, I don't know, maybe Hoots, right? Isn't it?
Oh,
I mean, come
owl.
On! Don't act like this is the this is a one off your phone umbrella.
First
there's
of all,
another there's another electronic red eye owl.
First of all, I don't know why we haven't followed up on the owl,
and
maybe
works?
We need to put that on tomorrow's show because it does half work, but it works. Like it works, but then it half works. I'd have to explain.
You have access to the show docs.
Listen,
put it on the doc.
I am way more curious about what you bought than to give you the follow-up on my owl right now.
Yeah.
But there is an owl follow-up. Not a lot of birds in my yard, though, I'll tell you that.
I can't.
Not a lot of bird
excrement. I don't think there's anything there. I think it scares neighbors and everything else.
You have really a
laser,
like it.
Laser eye shooting owl.
Now, Those eyes are bright.
I want full disclosure because I don't even think that it can. I don't think it's possible. It can't hang with the laser shooting eyes owl. And I don't think it's as good as the phone umbrella.
Your item?
Yes, but it is not necessary at all. I did take a picture of it. I'm going to show you the picture. This isn't a what is it where I had to guess the foam umbrella. I just think that you'll be.
Am I going to like it or not?
No.
Oh,
geez. Dork. You will not like it. So I've got a picture of this. It's Star 102 Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
I'm so excited.
It arrived yesterday. There you go. Do you know what that is?
I thought I did, but I don't know why there's two of them.
Well, because it was a deal.
Oh, wait. This is not like something. This isn't a game, right?
It's
this
not
is,
a game.
Because
it's about to be a game. It's an outdoor game.
You're going to use this outdoor. We have one of these.
We know what it is?
Is it a bug zapper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bug zapper. I have a pool. It's by the woods. There's bugs all over the place. There's, you know, carpenter bees. There's whatever it might be. And I have one of Izzy's best friends. Her mom starts, she's over the house. She starts talking about this thing. And you know how you can get rid of these bugs? They have bug zapping rackets.
They're awesome.
Oh, they do. And they charge and there's a cord and whatever else. So tell me more about this. So on Amazon, this has 11,000 plus reviews and it's like a 4.7 rating. Tell me more. So it's like one racket, one of these rackets for $15, two for 20. Yeah, two for 20. They're currently charging.
Here's what I have to say about this. First of all, yours look next level. We have one. And what's so funny is just last week, I see Nate walking around the house with it. I'm like, oh God, the bug zapper's back because bugs have been getting in the house.
Of course.
And he keeps it inside. It's red though. And I feel like, how does he charge? It's not a, this looks like, yours looks next level. Ours looks smaller than yours, and I feel like it just like.
I'll send you the link.
There's no like charging, like you have like a docking station.
You have a docking station for yours.
Like mine just lays flat.
I need to know if these things work, please. 216-343-1021. So yeah, they are the shaped like tennis rackets and you fly, you know, mosquitoes or whatever else. Zap.
Also the like little strips inside of it, like yours look different than mine.
These look like nicer than any tennis rackets I've ever had.
They're very deluxe.
USB chargers for both of them. And then what I was told is, of course, you know, you can do the whacking motions to see if you see a mosquito in the air and you can take care of the situation or whatever it is if it's outside. So that's fine. Apparently what you can do is the docking stations, they're plastic pieces that hold them upright. So they don't, They're not actually like a charging station, if you will.
Oh, it's just a stand.
They just, those hold them upright. Apparently you can just hold those outside when they're on and the bugs just fly into the rackets.
Okay, that I don't believe is a feature of ours. Like,
I was told I need to upgrade here? I don't know.
And you have two of them. Like, what? So you bought two because the price was better on two.
That's right.
Are you going to have an indoor outdoor one? Are you going to keep one? Are you going to take both outside?
If I put it at both ends, like they're field goals and a touchdown or one. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. They're charging currently. They turn on. They're purple. Very good time.
They're purple.
Oh,
when they turn
yeah.
on? Well,
I need to know more.
At first glance at that, it does look like some kind of game. Like maybe you're playing badminton.
Yeah.
I don't know, but like an electrical
version.
With
mosquitoes.
I guess
just
so.
Mosquitoes. So I don't know. Any, I'd love to know if these things work. If do you have them? Bad review, positive review? I don't know. I'm going to need you to help me out. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. When I'm in tomorrow for a Tasty Tuesday and I'm wondering why my arm hurts, I need a reminder. It's because of your new electric fly swatters.
I feel like you are going to use it once. You're going to enjoy it, and then you're going to literally seek out bugs.
I've had so many people asking for the link already. 11,000 plus reviews, 4.5 stars. Done.
It looks
all
like
over the place.
These electric fly swatters or whatever. I don't know whatever the technical name is. The tennis racket thing. They look so gimmicky. They look like an as seen on TV. Like you don't really know that they're going to work or not. They really do work. Like they are quite handy to have around, which is so weird to say. I mean, yours though, next level.
I just thought they were the regular ones.
Never seen such a deluxe, and I'm kind of jealous.
Rechargeable, all sorts of things.
Bug zap envy.
All right, you want to get in on this?
I have two of those bug zappers. It doesn't seem as fancy as yours. Mine's not rechargeable, but we use it all the time,
and it works.
Yeah, we use it out in the garage sometimes, or like. When we're standing outside, sitting outside watching the kids play.
How do you charge yours? Or is it like battery powered or something?
I think mine are just two double A's.
Yeah. I must have got the fancy one. I didn't mean to get the fancy one. She just sent me the link. I clicked on the link and I said it was about $20 for two. So I just bought them. I didn't know if it was fancy or not. I just know I got great reviews. And for $20, I was going to give it a try, you know.
So. Oh, yeah. And the kids love it, too. As a matter of fact, my 13-year-old was swatting it toward my 11-year-old the other day, and I had to stop that.
Did it work?
I'd stop.
Like a low-key taser?
Yeah. Yes.
So that's not advised.
That's not the way to use it.
We have about 15 kids in our cul-de-sac, and they take turns sometimes.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Max wants to touch it. Max like wants to do it on purpose.
Right.
Noah wants to hit someone with it, like for fun.
Not part of the reviews.
Sorry,
I didn't think of that.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.